House Bill 1060, an act to revise the standards of review for findings of fact.
House Bill 1060, having had second readings over final consideration and or passage, are there any remarks? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, House Bill 1060 limits review by the Supreme Court in cases where the trial court's decision is based in whole or in part on documentary evidence. Currently, the Supreme Court grants deference to the trial court's decisions based on live witness testimony. As the witnesses do not reappear in the Supreme Court, the trial judge is viewed to be in the best position to determine who is telling the truth and who is not, and what the findings of fact really are. However, when the trial court's decision is based upon documentary evidence, which is something other than live testimony, it might be depositions or documents or interrogatories, the Supreme Court can examine whether there's been an error based on the de novo standard. In other words, they retry the case. They have the power to retry the case and make all the same factual findings that the trial court is in the best position to do. This bill does clarify and provide that the Supreme Court grant the same deference to the trial court's reading of documentary evidence as it does to the trial court's assessment of live witness testimony. If I may, Mr. Speaker, there is a typographical error on House Bill 1060, line 11. The fourth word "of" should be deleted from your peach copy. And if it be in order, I'd make that amendment to strike out that first "of" in line 11 on page 1.
Is there a second?
Thank you.
Okay. Those in favor of that amendment, line 11, to remove the word "of," all those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks on 1060 as amended? Representative Ketzel.
Mr. Speaker, I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Wilson, am I to understand that if we have a finding of fact or a fact finding, that the results of that are actually put in writing?
Representative Wilson.
Yes, the reason that the Supreme Court requires the trial court to reduce to writing its factual findings is so that on review of the case in the Supreme Court, the appellate court can give meaningful review to the case. And absent those written findings, the appellate court is impaired in its ability to give meaningful review to what happened down below.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Ketzel.
One more question of the sponsor.
State your question.
If you would, explain to me what written meaningful review is.
Representative Wilson, would you like to answer the question?
I'm not sure I know what you're driving at.
Representative Ketzel, you have the floor.
Representative Wilson, we had a bill here last week that dealt with the issue of fact-finding and written review, and I was just trying to get a clarification and a definition of what written meaningful review was.
Further remarks on House Bill 1060? Hearing none. The question for the House is House Bill 1060 as amended. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Slaughter, Apa, Siebert, McIntyre. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65, nays 3, excused 2.
House Bill 1060 as amended, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.